Now this is a dictation for Joseph Fisk, F-I-S-K, December 22nd, 74. Addressed as a letter to John, J-O-N, Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S, 828-6853. Dear John, J-O-N, follow up for Mr. Fisk with chronic kidney disease. Comes accompanied with family members, has gained weight, feeling tired all the time, diffuse joint pain, worse knees and thighs, trying to do low salt, has gained weight to 153, previously 146, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, severe frequency nocturia, no cloudiness or blood, edema stable, no ulcers, no claudication symptoms, denied chest pain palpitation, stable dyspnea, no smoking alcohol. Wife is giving him a quarter of a gummy marijuana. Other review system done, being negative, medication list review. Notice the Corec, Norvas, Lasix, Hydralazine. Weight 153. Blood pressure 158/80. Sitting position standing 142/80, 144/80. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear. No pleural effusion, no wheezing, no pericardial rap. Overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, no major edema. Alert oriented time 4, non-focal. Is my understanding stress testing to be done in July, sleep apnea in October. He wants to explore transplant through Grand Rapids. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from May. No anemia, normal white blood cell platelet, creatinine 3.38, actually an improvement. He was running as close to 3.9, GFR 21 stage 4 with a normal sodium potassium acid base, normal calcium albumin phosphorus. No monoclonal protein. The light change both elevated from renal failure. Recent aldosterone and renin, R-E-N-I-N, no evidence for hyperaldosteronism. Renin is not suppressed. Prior testing cryoglobulins in April negative. Does have proteinuria with a ratio 2.55, non-nephrotic range. All serology done. Negative antinuclear antibody, normal complements, negative viral studies including HIV, hepatitis B and C, negative antiphospholipid, lupus anticoagulant, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Advanced chronic kidney disease. Presently stage 3B to 4. Presently stage 4. He presented with severe hypertensive emergency, with hypertensive cardiomyopathy, pulmonary edema, and renal failure. blood pressure improve, some postural blood pressure drops, no evidence for renal artery stenosis based on Doppler, although it was technically difficult study. No evidence for primary hyperaldosteronism. Serology for proteinuria is negative. It has preserved ejection fraction, but severe hypertrophy right and left sided, as well as dilated chambers, grade 3 diastolic dysfunction. There has been no need for EPO treatment. The importance of being compliant with diet, low salt, as well as taking all medications. He's on maximal dose for Coric, Norvasc. We could increase hydralazine. We could use also ACE inhibitors, ARBs, and aldactone antagonists. However, with his advanced renal failure and recently severe AKI in the hospital, is a concern. Continue monthly blood tests. He's going to complete testing for sleep apnea and stress testing. He would like to explore renal transplant, end of dictation.